What's up, everybody? Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled with a whole lot of real talk. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness. Sounds like something you do in yoga class or maybe while staring at a zen garden. But trust me, this stuff is gold when it comes to navigating the crazy world of social interactions. Ever feel like your mind goes into overdrive during a party, a family gathering, or even just a casual coffee date? You know that feeling when you're trying to keep up with conversations, analyze every little thing people say, and worry about making a good impression. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to stay grounded, present, and actually enjoy these moments? Today, we're diving into practicing mindfulness in social situations, how to turn that mental chaos into calm, collected confidence. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of mindful socializing. 1. Listen actively, really listen. Most of us jump into conversations thinking about what we're going to say next instead of truly hearing what the other person is sharing. It's like we're playing a game of mental ping pong, following our thoughts back and forth without actually connecting. Mindful listening means giving someone your full attention, absorbing their words, noticing their tone, and asking thoughtful questions to show you're genuinely interested. Think of it like this. The best conversations are a dance, not a competition. 2. Detach from outcomes. We often get caught up in the need to impress, persuade, or even win an argument. But here's the truth, you can't control how other people react or think, and trying to do so just adds unnecessary pressure. When you detach from outcomes, you create space for authentic connections. Think of it like letting go of a stressful balloon. It doesn't serve you to hold onto it. Sometimes, it's better to simply watch it float away. 3. Embrace the now. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is a surefire way to miss out on the present moment, the only moment that truly matters. When you're in a social situation, try focusing on your senses. The taste of your coffee, the sound of laughter, the warmth of someone's smile. These little details can ground you and remind you to appreciate the beauty of the here and now. 4. Accept imperfection. Let's face it, we're all human, and that means making mistakes, saying awkward things, or even feeling a bit out of place sometimes. But embracing imperfection is key to authentic connection. Don't let fear of judgment hold you back from being yourself. After all, the people who truly matter will appreciate you for who you are, flaws and all. 5. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can instantly change your perspective. Instead of fixating on social anxieties, take a moment to appreciate the opportunity to connect with others, the kindness of strangers, or even just the simple joy of being alive. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and can transform even the most stressful situations. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, surrounded by people you don't know. Your mind races with thoughts, what if I say something stupid? Will anyone want to talk to me? Am I dressed appropriately? Suddenly, it feels like everyone is judging you, and you just want to disappear. Sound familiar? But here's where mindfulness comes in. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, try this. Focus on your breath. Notice the feeling of each inhale and exhale, anchoring yourself to the present moment. Engage with people genuinely, ask open-ended questions about their work, interests, or even something going on in the world. Remember that everyone feels a little awkward sometimes, so don't be afraid to share your own thoughts and experiences. You might be surprised by how much more relaxed and enjoyable the event becomes when you shift your focus from self-doubt to genuine connection. So, let's recap. Today we explored 5 key takeaways for practicing mindfulness in social situations. Listen actively, detach from outcomes, embrace the now, accept imperfection, and practice gratitude. Remember, it's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small, consistent efforts to cultivate presence and awareness in your daily interactions. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, and let me know on social media what your biggest challenge is when it comes to mindful socializing. Remember, every step towards calm over chaos is a victory worth celebrating. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.